We welcome aboard Colin Haas-Hill, who covers the Ohio State basketball team and Ohio State football for 11 Warriors. Colin, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking the time for us.
Always, anytime with you guys.
All right, well done. Here we go. All right, so everyone's asking the same question about Luther Muhammad. Why? Why transfer? What can you tell us?
Yeah, it was, I think for a lot of people, it was pretty interesting that happened, because he's a guy who started for 2 years at Ohio State. But generally, from what I know, is sort of one of the main reasons why he transferred is generally because he wanted more offensive flexibility, the ability to take the shots that he wanted to take. And if you look at last year, what Ohio State had, just based on how all the pieces fit together, he had the second lowest percentage of shots taken on the team, just ahead of Alonzo Gaffney. And if you're projecting forward with the additions of Seth Towns and Justice Suing, and you imagine maybe Dwayne Washington taking a step forward, and C.J. Walker obviously put things together at the end of last season, I think maybe even he looked and he saw, and he sort of imagined that maybe he wouldn't be the guy offensively that he would like to be in his career. And I think that's one of the things that led him to transfer. Also, like, transfers just happen these days. Like that is becoming so much more normal than it ever was before, that, you know, even if people don't understand it, why certain guys leave, especially when someone like Luther, who has been a 2-year starter at Ohio State, sometimes it just tends to just happen.
And so I guess you look at this, and this is now the third transfer of this, you know, kind of season/offseason here for Ohio State and Chris Holtmann. Should we begin to read into anything with this? You know, it's one with Carton, you have two, now three. Is this more than we're making out to be? Is there a trend here?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a fair question to ask. I think if you just sort of look at each one of them individually, it sort of makes sense. And when you're thinking of why they're leaving, there's not one common theme that you come back to. For Luther, it was the role that he wanted on the team that he wasn't going to get. For DJ Carton, it was generally his mental health issues that he needed to solve. And for Alonzo Gaffney, I mean, you had a guy who was sitting on the bench for the vast majority of the season, who clearly needed to develop more. And obviously, as it's been reported that he's looking to professional options, I think that he's someone who maybe wanted to take the next step forward in his career, where Ohio State wanted him to develop a little bit more. So if at least from my perspective, when I'm looking at whether we should be concerned about the program and sort of its long-term standing, I'm sort of thinking about, you know, if these guys were all transferring for the same reason, if there was a common theme, I would be more so willing to go there. But at the moment, I mean, they're replacing guys with transfers as well, who I think have been pretty highly regarded. Obviously, Seth Towns most recently, and Justice Suing from California will be eligible too. So if you're going to lose a starter every single year and another guy like DJ Carton, who's a potential starter next year, yeah, I mean, you can't just survive as a program if you're losing two starters every single year. But right now, until you see a continual theme of guys transferring and the reason why they're transferring, I'm not sure that I would start ringing the alarm bells.
No, what's bothersome to all of us is that you had a guy that was showing incredible potential to be a Big Ten all defensive guy, maybe a defensive player of the year type stuff, and then in his own mind, he has that game that he had against Maryland, right? The game in late February where he was knocking down threes and hit four of them and wound up scoring 22 points. Do you believe that this is a conversation that he had with Coach Holtmann, and it was just a philosophical difference on how he feels he should be viewed, as, hey, I'm an offensive threat too, and just don't pigeonhole me as a defender?
Yeah, I can't tell you that I know for certain the specifics of whether that specific conversation happened at the end of the year. But I mean, from what I know is even dating back to last year, there was thought that maybe either Dwayne or Luther would sort of break out during their sophomore season, and the other one might be looking at the other player and wondering, you know, are they going to take some of my shots? Are they going to take some of the role that I imagine for myself? And I don't think Dwayne necessarily had that type of breakout season, but I think Luther could at least sort of tell that, you know, there were certain shots that he was best at, and he was pretty solid generally as a spot-up three-point shooter. And he was someone who, when he put it on the deck and he drove to the hoop, he wasn't nearly as consistent as Ohio State needed to be. I think generally he just wanted more freedom and ability to do what he wanted. And I think that he probably correctly saw that Ohio State needed him to do something else. And I think that that's just one of the tough things in college basketball right now, where as a coach, you're trying to keep everybody happy. And in situations like this, I just think it's difficult. And either you can tell Luther that you can essentially lie to him and say that, yes, we're going to open it up for you. Or you can sort of look at the roster and say, like, I'm not really sure that these shots that you want are necessarily going to be there for you going forward.
So I guess when I ask you this, Colin, when we're breaking this down, because you mentioned, you know, a little bit of, you know, what Ohio State needed him to be. You mentioned some of the other players, but then also kind of how the team plays. Do you ultimately view this as the fact that it's maybe more of a system thing with some of the guys there, or that this is just there's too many players that are better offensively stacked ahead of him right now?
Yeah, I think it's more so the latter. Like you mentioned, the players ahead of him. I'm not even necessarily certain that I would say the word ahead, because like he was a guy who was going to get 25 plus minutes next year. It's just that if you have Dwayne Washington, who's definitely has a bigger offensive game than Luther Muhammad, you have Justice Suing coming in, who led Cal in scoring the last time he played. You have Seth Towns, who was also a 16-point a game guy at Harvard. Plus, you have C.J. Walker, who's going to run the point, and he was averaging 11 or 12 per game at the end of last season. If you have all these guys coming together, I just generally think that he wasn't going to be a huge part of the offense, that he was going to be a secondary, third, fourth option when he was on the court if he stuck around at Ohio State.
He bounced back, too, from the suspension. We never really learned a lot about that, right, when Luther and Dwayne were both suspended. And it was at a time of the year where I think we all praised Chris Holtmann for what he was doing, because he was in a must-win situation. The season was going in a weird direction, and he could have had those guys back, and he chose not to. Any residual effect from what happened with Luther earlier in the year?
Yeah, I'm not certain about that. I do remember, yeah, it was a time in the year where I think we were all they were reeling, and I think that a lot of people were sort of surprised that Luther and Dwayne got suspended then. But no, I'm honestly not sure if there was, like you said, the residual effects that led to the transfer.
Now, we already talked about your feeling about this season going forward. Anybody else now, as Luther hops in the portal, that Chris Holtmann will try to reach back in?
I think that there are a few names to know, but first off, Jimmy Sotos is a guy who plays for Bucknell. He's supposed to announce where he's going to transfer to probably within the next 20 or so minutes. And Ohio State's one of his finalists, along with Minnesota, Missouri, Xavier, Butler, Vanderbilt, and Gonzaga. And from what I know, Ohio State's in a pretty good place with him. He's a guy who would have to sit out next season and then play his final year in 21-22. And he's a guy who could potentially take over for C.J. Walker at point guard. He's certainly a guy I would look to, which is, you know, it is funny that Ohio State's sort of just becoming the transfer U team right now. And you never really want to be that as a program in college basketball. But I guess if you're losing guys the way that they have in the past month or two, then they're doing a decent job of filling them up with other solid transfers. He's a guy I would certainly watch and pay attention to, though.
All right, that's good. That's a good name that you just popped out there to our listeners. Colin, we appreciate you jumping on, man. At least we had something to talk about. Not great news with Luther leaving, but certainly wish him good luck, and the program still looks like to be in fairly good hands. So thanks for making time for us, buddy. Stay well.
Awesome. Anytime.